Hi, everybody. Welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So today we're taking a look at our TOEIC unit for the month. So, of course, TOEIC unit is all to do with business, with work, with English in the workplace. And today we're looking at a certain type of job interview. It's an online job interview.
Interesting.
You ever had one of those?
No, I can't say I have. All of my job interviews have been live and in person, not via computer. But job interviews are stressful times.
Yeah.
You're always excited to try to get the job, but nervous about saying the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many things that the person doing the interview, the person who might give you the job, is trying to look for. And so you're trying to figure out exactly what they want to hear from you, but you're also trying to represent yourself in an honest and truthful way. So it can be stressful.
Yeah. Have you ever really messed one up that you can remember?
No.
No?
I don't think so. No.
No, I've had interviews where I've not got the job, but
none
where I felt, oh my goodness,
no.
I was terrible.
None where I showed up 30 minutes late wearing a dirty t-shirt or, you know, said the wrong thing or, you know, spat water out of my nose all over the guy doing the interview. No, nothing like that. Nothing too terrible.
Like that.
I guess the worst one was a job that I probably just shouldn't have ever tried for.
So they just kind of knew that you weren't going to get it.
And as soon as you walk in, and you're like, I shouldn't be here. But
let's find out what happens in this job interview by reading through the article, then taking a look at what we've got.
Reading.
Online job interview. Hi, Rob. This is Mary Stewart for AMC Industries.
Hi, Mary. Is the connection okay? I'd hate to mess up my interview due to a bad connection.
It's okay, Rob. You're coming through loud and clear. We do most of our interviews over Skype or similar software, and we know there can sometimes be problems. It won't count against you if the connection isn't perfect.
That's good to know.
Okay, can you start by telling us why you want this job?
Sure. I have worked on data analysis for 3 years at Danvers & Mann. I feel ready for a new challenge.
What kind of challenges are you looking for specifically?
The work I do right now doesn't give me the opportunity to create and run my own programs. The job advertisement for AMC Industries stated this would be part of the role. I'm really eager to show what I can do.
Great. Let's move on to talking about your work experience. Are you ever under a lot of pressure in your current position? The interview continues.
So day one of this article is a conversation, and it's between two people, Mary and Rob, and Mary starts by saying, "Hi, Rob, this is Mary Stewart for AMC Industries." So I guess it sounds like she's the one who's going to be doing the interview.
Right, and Rob is the person who's trying to get the job. So Rob responds and says, "Hi, Mary," so he greets her as well, and then he asks a question. Remember, they're doing this online, so he asks a question you wouldn't normally ask at a face-to-face job interview. He says, "Is the connection okay?" But yes, if you're communicating online, especially via Skype or one of those internet cameras, you might ask about a connection and if it's okay. Connection is a noun and it's spelled C-O-N-N-E-C-T-I-O-N. C-O-N-N-E-C-T-I-O-N. A connection is a link. It's when two things are joined together the way they're joined, how they're joined, what they're joined by is the connection. All right. So, for example, if you're using something electronic in your house, like a television, there'll be a connection between the television and the electrical plug on the wall through a wire or through a cord. That's the connection. That's the way they're linked together. So we can talk about things being connected physically. We can also talk about connections between people. For example, Pat and I, we're not brothers. We're not married, but we could say we're coworkers. We work together.
That is our connection.
That's our link. That's our connection. That's how our lives are joined together. Here, of course, though, it's an internet connection. He wants to make sure the picture's clear. You can see everything. It's not going to slow down, or they're not going to lose the connection, which means they wouldn't be able to talk to each other. For example, we could say, my new Wi-Fi connection is really fast.
Yeah, now this is important for Rob because he's having an interview and he explains, he says, I'd hate to mess up my interview due to a bad connection. I mean, that would be terrible. You could be the best guy for the job, but just because they couldn't hear you or the picture or the sound kept going out and you don't get that job, they're like, well, we don't know how good that guy was, so let's maybe take a look at someone else. That would really mess things up. Now, when we use this phrasal verb mess up, we mean do something badly or make something go wrong. For example, I messed up my test by forgetting to answer one whole page of questions. Maybe I didn't turn the sheet over.
Uh-oh.
There were five questions that I didn't even realize were there, and I didn't answer them, so I got a bad mark. That's how you can mess up a test.
Absolutely, yes. Always flip over that test paper to make sure there aren't more questions on the back. But everything seems to be working well. Mary says, it's okay, Rob. You're coming through loud and clear. If something is loud and clear, that means you're able to hear it. It's very loud. It's very clear. The volume is good. It's not, it doesn't sound like that or anything that makes it difficult to understand. And when things come through, this is another kind of communication phrasal verb that we might use. When things come through, that means you're able to hear them very, very clearly. All right. So if you're setting up a new music system, you want the music to come through clearly. If you're talking to someone on the phone, especially if they're far away from you, you want your voice to come through so that they can hear you clearly, so they can hear all the words you say, and there's no chance that you can mess up something by not hearing a question, for example. For example, we could say with the phrasal verb come through, sorry, your last few words didn't come through well. Can you repeat what you said? In other words, I didn't hear you clearly.
And Mary then says, we do most of our interviews over Skype or similar software.
Oh, there you go.
And we know there can sometimes be problems. So they're kind of prepared for that. And, you know, they won't mind too much if there's a little problem. So they do use Skype. They do their interviews over Skype or similar software. Software is a noun. It's spelled S-O-F-T-W-A-R-E, software. And this is the programs and operating information used by a computer. Okay, so the hardware is like the memory and the processor, but the software is all of the programs, things like Microsoft Word or Skype or the different Internet Explorer browsers, things like that, Google Chrome, that's a type of software. And you can get these by uploading them from CDs, downloading them from the internet, or sometimes they just come with the computer. So we could say, you can download an update for this software from our website.
Yeah, I guess we could also think of the apps we use on our smartphones.
Apps on smartphones are a
That's
kind
another
of software.
Type of program or software, right? It makes things happen on your computer. All right. Well, Mary says it won't count against you if the connection isn't perfect. So she's kind of telling Rob that he can relax. You know, if the connection is kind of bad, if you don't come through clearly, we won't blame you. If something counts against somebody, that means basically they get blamed for that. Something bad happened, and it's that person's responsibility. We will remember that. We will sort of hold them to account for that, or we will hold them responsible for that. So, you know, if you're doing something and you make a little mistake, especially if it's something you're being judged on, like a test or a job interview, and if it's an honest mistake that you didn't really cause, you can say, oh, I hope that doesn't count against me. I hope you won't sort of put a black mark next to my name because of that. But some things, of course, if you do make a mistake, it will possibly count against you. If Rob showed up 30 minutes late for the job interview, that would count against him, right?
Exactly.
They would say, well, you can't be on time. We will remember that. For this phrase, or for this idiom, I should say, we could say Harry's lack of experience will count against him when he applies for that job. That's something that they can't ignore. They'll have to think about, because it's kind of a bad thing, and it's important. Yeah.
Okay, but the connection, a bad connection, won't count against him. And so Rob says, well, that's good to know.
Sure.
So that's the kind of start of the interview. Mary then gets into it a little more with the real interview questions. She says, okay, can you start by telling us why you want this job? That's the sort of question you'll get asked in every interview you do.
Classic job interview question. And Rob has an answer. He can tell her why he wants the job. He says, sure. Yeah, definitely, easily, no problem. I have worked on data analysis for 3 years at Danvers and Mann. Okay, so he's talking about his job history, the other work that he's done at jobs previous or before. This one, he did data analysis. That's A-N-A-L-Y-S-I-S. A-N-A-L-Y-S-I-S. It's a noun. And analysis is basically when you take data, you take information, you take things that you learn through research or something, and then you try to answer questions using that data. You try to get more information, more understanding, more knowledge out of this data, this information that you collect. For example, a lot of scientists could go out and measure every single shark in the ocean that they can find. Well, then they'll go back to the lab and they'll say, what can we learn from all of the measurements of sharks? Are they getting bigger? Are they getting smaller? Are they eating more? Are they eating less? Are they having more babies? Are they having fewer babies? All of that kind of information would be data analysis. So it's basically learning things by looking at facts and figures, looking at data, taking it and trying to find answers to other questions. For example, the police carried out a full analysis of the crime scene.
Okay, and so that's part of why Rob says he wants this new job. He has had some experience. He's worked on data analysis for 3 years at Danvers and Mann, this company. But he says, I feel ready for a new challenge.
Oh, okay.
So 3 years, that's a decent amount of time to be in the job. And he says, you know, I feel like a new challenge. I want to do more. Because a challenge, spelled C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E, challenge, as a noun, is something that is difficult and something that tests your abilities. Challenge can also be a verb. Here we're using it as a noun. And by a new challenge, he means, you know, this job isn't really making me work hard. I'm not learning anything. I'm not doing the best I can do because of this job. You know, maybe I'm ready to try something a bit harder to show what I can do.
Hmm.
We could also say, becoming a team leader is a big challenge. Are you sure you're up to it?
So Rob mentioned that he wanted a new challenge, and
Mary
is curious about that. She wants to know more. She says, what kind of challenges are you looking for specifically? All right. When we use this adverb specifically, it basically means we need more accurate information. It's spelled S-P-E-C-I-F-I-C-A-L-L-Y. S-P-E-C-I-F-I-C-A-L-L-Y. Specifically is an adverb, and it's often used like this at the end of a sentence to sort of say, what more exact information can you tell me? All right, so the train leaves tomorrow morning. What time specifically? Exactly what time? I don't want around 10 or before 11. I want to know, is it 10:46? Is it 10:30? I want to know the specific time, the exact time, the most accurate information you can give me. So she knows he wants challenges, but what challenges? That's the question she's asking, and that's the answer she's looking for. For example, we could say the teacher asked the students to tell them what had happened specifically before the fight actually started.
Okay, so that means they want to know, why did it start exactly?
In the seconds before what happened,
So Rob is going to answer this question. He says, the work I do right now doesn't give me the opportunity to create and run my own programs. So he works on data. He's got these big sets of data, and he will program searches to find things out about that data.
Okay.
But here, he's not allowed to create and run his own searches. He kind of just has to do what he's told. He can't use his own imagination or his own skills to kind of do better. And that's what he wants as a challenge. He says, I don't just want to run the programs they give me. I want to make my own programs. I want to show more about this data.
Okay, so he wants a bit more freedom, a bit more responsibility.
Yeah.
Do his own work. All right. And he adds, the job advertisement for AMC Industries stated this would be part of the role. So he's sort of saying, when I saw the advertisement for the job, I thought that's what you were looking for. That would be part of the job or part of the role. Advertisement can also be pronounced advertisement. It's spelled A-D-V-E-R-T-I-S-E-M-E-N-T. A-D-V-E-R-T-I-S-E-M-E-N-T. It's a noun. An advertisement, or an advertisement, is something that gives the public information, specifically information about companies and products that they are selling. Products, services, it could be a special event. You might see an advertisement or an advertisement for a new movie that's coming, or a big concert that will be coming to town. Now, you might be saying to yourself, God, what a long word. Advertisement, advertisement, no matter how I say it, I'm going to spend hours saying this word. Well, yes, you might, especially if you work in that business, but that's why we have a shorter version. Are you ready? Ad. Ad.
That's A-D.
A-D. Yeah, I saw a really cool ad on TV for this new movie. It's an advertisement, an advertisement. It's a notice telling you about a business's new product or something that you might be interested in. For example, this advertisement or this advertisement says the product will be on sale all this month. We could also say this ad says da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, and so obviously this is something in the job ad, and so Rob says, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
This job is perfect for me. So he adds to Mary, I'm really eager to show what I can do. It's like, that's great, let me do it.
Right.
Mary then says, great. Let's move on to talking about your work experience. So she's going to get, again, she's going to be asking some specific questions. She's going to be finding out specifically what Rob has done in his previous job. That's why she says move on to. We use the phrase move on to talk about when a situation or a topic is changed and a new one is introduced. So you go, okay, this is ending and this is beginning. We're moving on to this new thing. So we could say, after finishing his sports career, Michael Jordan moved on to become a businessman. And he now runs, I think, the Charlotte Hornets.
That's
his own
right.
NBA team.
Yeah, he's probably got several other businesses, too.
Exactly. But, yeah. So well, we're going to leave Mary and Rob there with their interview. We'll talk a bit more about job ads or advertisements tomorrow. But right now, it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So the question is, what are some things you can do when you're preparing for a job interview?
Good question.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
I'd say one of the main things is think of questions that you want to ask.
Okay.
Because they are going to ask you a lot of questions. They're going to have a lot they want to know.
Sure.
But if you can ask some questions, it kind of shows you want to know more about the job, more about the business. You know, it shows you're really interested.
Absolutely.
In what they're doing. So you're kind of showing that you and the company are going to be right for each other.
That's a good one. And maybe have an idea about what you want from the job, too,
sure.
In terms of money, things like that. Because they might ask you, you know, what kind of pay or what kind of salary you expect to have. Those are good things to know.
Yeah,
another good tip that I've seen is do research on
absolutely.
The company.
Yeah.
Go online, find out about the company, find out what they're doing well, what some of their weaknesses
are. Also, find out about their culture. Find out
That's
about
right.
how, you know, what do they think their employees should do and how do we all work together? Because you need to show that you're good for their culture, not just for their job.
And also maybe find out about their competition, the other companies who are doing a similar
stuff.
Business, because then you can say, well, I notice your competition is going to do this next month.
What are you going to do?
Maybe you should, too. And
they
see you're very, very well prepared. So basically, as much as you can learn about the job, the position, the company, all of that would probably prove to be quite useful.
Okay, well, that's all we've got time for today, but join us tomorrow for part two of this TOEIC article. Bye for now.
Online job interview. Hi, Rob. This is Mary Stewart for AMC Industries.
Hi, Mary. Is the connection okay? I'd hate to mess up my interview due to a bad connection.
It's okay, Rob. You're coming through loud and clear. We do most of our interviews over Skype or similar software, and we know there can sometimes be problems. It won't count against you if the connection isn't perfect.
That's good to know.
Okay, can you start by telling us why you want this job?
Sure. I have worked on data analysis for 3 years at Danvers and Mann. I feel ready for a new challenge.
What kind of challenges are you looking for specifically?
The work I do right now doesn't give me the opportunity to create and run my own programs. The job advertisement for AMC Industries stated this would be part of the role. I'm really eager to show what I can do.
Great. Let's move on to talking about your work experience. Are you ever under a lot of pressure in your current position? The interview continues.
Vocabulary review. Connection. There's a problem with my internet connection, so I'm going to call technical support. Software. Kevin showed me how to download this software for free on the internet. Analysis. We need to do a full analysis on this chemical to find out exactly what it is. Challenge. Frank changed jobs because he felt in need of a new challenge. Advertisement. Many of the pages in the magazine were covered in advertisements.